Sierra Leone has about 2 doctors for every 100,000 people. In Seattle, that would be like 13 doctors for the entire city. So when folks get sick in Sierra Leone, often they've got nobody to take care of them. And that's one big reason why Ebola has been so deadly there. When Seattle nurse Karen Huster first went to Sierra Leone, she wasn't prepared for the poorly equipped clinics.
Very sobering experience for me, you know, coming from Harborview where everything is so automatic and, you know, machines are hooking up patients. There is nothing of the sort there.
But now Huster says she understands a simple truth about this epidemic.
Ebola is a disease of poverty.
And that's a big reason why Karen Huster is going back to West Africa. She'll land in Freetown, Sierra Leone on Sunday. By the end of next week, she'll don her hazmat suit almost every day and spray it off at the end of every shift. Huster will take care of people with Ebola there until December, and the record will follow her journey. We spoke with Karen Huster last week as she prepared to leave Seattle. She told us about the most challenging part of returning.
I think it's not knowing. I won't know between 2 and 21 days whether I made a mistake or not. I'm going to step out of there, and I'm going to be sort of counting 21 and then going backwards, and then the next day I'll be counting back again at 21 because every day is sort of day zero. My son called me today saying, you know, please call me before you go there, and you know, he's like, please don't die. That's his last words every time I go. but they know that this is what I think we need to do, and that as a healthcare worker, that West Africa needs people to work with patients who have Ebola. So it's sort of a duty that we have, and I have the time. I'm lucky to have the time, and so definitely, I'm going to go.
Seattle nurse Karen Huster will arrive in Sierra Leone on Sunday. She's going with a team of people from the nonprofit Partners in Health to take care of people with Ebola, and the record will follow Karen Huster's journey.